The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The word of God that we'll turn our attention to this morning is found in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, beginning with verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, from whose love we can never be separated. Dear friends in Christ, in 1807, the English poet William Wordsworth penned what would become perhaps his most famous poem, entitled The Happy Warrior. It was written in honor of the great naval hero, Admiral Lord Nelson, who was the hero of the Battle of Trafalgar. The poem describes the ideal soldier, one who can face hardship and adversity with sang-froid and peace, in the knowledge that his cause is just. That certainly described Admiral Nelson, who, although he had been wounded many times, was missing an arm and an eye, still was Britain's most effective naval commander ever. Yet this great man was also, by all accounts, very humble and gentle. His unflagging optimism inspired fierce loyalty and even love in the officers who served under him. Wordsworth's poem about Nelson became famous, and ever since then, the term happy warrior has been applied to people like Nelson, people who face severe opposition and hardship and yet continue to fight on with cheer and good hope, effectively in a righteous cause. You know, if you think about it, there's a whole class of people who fit right into that category. They're called Christians. These are the followers of Jesus of Nazareth who, down through the centuries, have faced the bitter scorn and enmity and, yes, even physical persecution of the world around them. That persecution still exists in our world of today. I witnessed it in my own overseas travels, and people say that it may be rising here in our own country once again. Perhaps you felt saddened in your heart by the way you see the world treating Christians in our day. Perhaps you yourself have felt persecuted at one time or another. Or maybe you haven't, and you're wondering why not. Either way, our text for this morning has answers for you. Jesus teaches us, in effect, that Christians are happy warriors. And we can be happy warriors, first of all, because we're fighting in a righteous cause. The passage I just read to you, of course, came from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, one of the most famous parts of that sermon, one which many of you no doubt have committed to memory, the part where Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek," and so forth. Those sayings are often referred to as the Makarisms, because the word in Greek that Jesus uses is makarios, an adjective that means blessed. But it's really more than that. After all, a person can have many blessings and still be miserable. But someone who is makarios is a person who has an inner joy, an inner happiness that persists and pervades his whole being, no matter what the circumstances of his life may bring. Ironically, the people Jesus is referring to in the Sermon on the Mount seem like the people you would think least likely to be makarios or happy. The poor in spirit, the meek, those who mourn. And that's especially true of the last Makarism. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted." Persecute, by the way, is also a very expressive word. A persecutor is not someone who's neutral toward you or who is mildly annoyed with you. A persecutor is someone who hates you, someone who will pursue you relentlessly for the sole purpose of making you suffer simply because you're a follower of Jesus Christ. Doesn't sound like something you'd enjoy very much, does it? Who would ever think that persecution could make you happy? For most people, the result of persecution obviously would be distress and unpleasantness, sorrow, perhaps even despair. But Christians are different, Jesus said. Christians can be happy warriors. Well, why is that? Christians are not masochists. We don't enjoy suffering and persecution. And we're certainly not fighting just for the sake of fighting. We're fighting in a cause. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." Obviously, if you've been a Lutheran this long, you know that the word righteousness is very important in theology, especially for us Lutherans, and for good reason. Righteousness is directly related to the word justify. And you probably know that justify is a forensic or a courtroom term. It draws to mind the idea of a judge banging his gavel and declaring the suspect not guilty in a court of law. In the third chapter of Romans, Paul says, "But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe." It's interesting that Martin Luther said that his Christian faith dated from the moment he understood that passage, from the moment he understood that the righteousness of God Paul's talking about is not the righteousness God demands, but the righteousness God gives in Christ. He said when he understood that, he left hell far behind him and saw the gates of heaven swinging wide to receive him. My Christian friends, those gates are open for you and me too, and for the very same reason. Because the perfect righteousness of Christ has been given to us by God through faith in our Savior who gave his life for us. Now, God made that perfect righteousness available to all people, that not guilty verdict. But he only made it available in one way. And that's not by doing good works, and that's not by trying my hardest to be a good person. It's solely by faith in the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's the one way of salvation. That's what we believe. That's what we stand for. That's what we're willing to fight for. It's also what makes us Christians stick out like a sore thumb in this sinful world in which we live. But we won't be daunted by that. We're told to expect it. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Dear Father in heaven, grant that all of us here today may be happy warriors. Amen. We'll join in singing the first and last stanza of hymn 658.